Come to me, my love. Lie with me, my darling. I desire nothing more than to spend time with you, to nestle in your arms, to feel you so close to me. Surrounded by you, my nothing becomes everything, because you are everything, my king, my lord, my God. I don't know why you stoop to love me, as insignificant and as nothing as I am, but I'm so thankful you do. I need you so much, my sweet Jesus, I'd be nothing and nobody without you. I couldn't even live without you. I'd be dead, lifeless, a zero, non-existent. My sweet darling, it seems so ridiculous to think that I have anything I could possibly give to you, or that there's anything you need from me. But you've said that you want me, that you desire me, so please take me, I am yours. You created me. You bought and paid for me by laying down your life for me on the cross. If there's any way that I can bring you even the teensiest bit of love and comfort in return, then teach me how. Show me how I can give you pleasure. I have so much yet to learn about being your bride and about the ways of heaven. Lead me, my darling, step by step. Teach me your ways. Teach me to bring you pleasure. I only live to please you, my love, and with this I am content, for herein lies the deepest secret of eternal happiness and life.
Your love and your trust in me thrills my soul. You fill my love cup to overflowing. You cause me to tingle with excitement. You cause my loins to quiver with joyous tension that will soon be released in blissful lovemaking together, with me filling you with my love, with my penis, with my rod, with my desire, with my passion, until I can contain no longer and I explode into orgasmic relief, thrilling, filling and pleasing you, until your vibrant, desirous, longing body is undulating with me in pure pleasure, and we are moving together so happily, so passionately, as we are one together in spirit and soul. I love the way you love me. I love the way you tell me you desire me. I love the way you tell me you can't wait another moment until we are joined together. I love the way you love our foreplay, our kissing, our love words, our whispers, our tender kisses that build up to ardent embraces and kisses and tongues loving one another, exploring one another, giving pleasure to one another. I love the way you long for fellowship and lovemaking with me, so much so that you must stop what you're doing, and we must ravish one another with love.
Jesus, you're the best lover, the best friend. In a world where hearts are so cold and selfish, and loved ones can sometimes turn their back or betray, there's you, always present, always loving, never leaving. I know I can count on you. That puts my mind at ease. Thank you, love, for always sticking. My mistakes don't scare you away, they just draw us closer, when I cast my cares on you. I love to go to bed at night with you lying there beside me. I whisper how I love being near you, and you brush the hair away from my face and kiss me. You whisper in my ear how much you want me. We don't always have to do or say much. Just the act of lying there in your presence and talking with you and loving you makes me high. Nothing else matters. I love being with you. Sweet lover, you make me blossom in the sunshine of your love. I feel I am plain and nothing special. But just as when a woman seems to become more beautiful and confident when she is loved, I feel more attractive because I know you love me. I'm more confident, I have more faith for things, I'm able to reach out to others more because of you. Thank you for loving me just as I am. You took the shy wallflower and made me into your sunflower, always facing your light. Don't ever let me turn to face myself or this world again. Turn me toward you always and forever. You're the one I want and need. It's you I can't live without. You give me color, light, and life. I love you.